We are joined in the media center by our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner here at the Arby's Southern Nationals, the 39th edition. Andrew Hines picking up the win. Four straight finals to start the season. 91st final of your career, which is incredible. Third time here at Atlanta. 100th victory for the Harley-Davidson brand. Big win over Jerry Savoy in the final round. Walk us through your race day.
Man, it was a good day. My motorcycle is like... it's nothing I've ever had before in my career. This new chassis that was concocted by Matt Hines and Mike Mullaney at the shop, and we all put our 2 cents in, and it's working really, really good. I mean, it doesn't do much wrong, and it makes for charging through eliminations much easier. And I think I had 3 106s all through qualifying, or eliminations today, and the bike was just... it was, you know, drop a chalk line down the racetrack. It didn't quiver the tire. It didn't do anything in first gear. It just would accelerate and hook on the 1-2 and had the front wheel up till about 400 foot and then would drop it down and just take off again. So final round, we even had a 105. So out 60-footed Jerry and the Colungian boys over there at White Alligator Racing. And that's something we've struggled with in the final round lately is having good 60-foots. So that was my best of the weekend, best of probably my season. Minus testing, we had some 104s, but all in all, it was a fantastic day. You know, tough competition with Hector Jr. in the semifinals. His motorcycle's fast, and they're making the most of it with knocking out killer 60 foots as well. But I kept my head cool. It was hard to cut a light here. The tree's not very easy to put up a good number, so I was fighting, you know, leaving on fingertips, trying to cut, you know, into the 20s, and the best I had today was a 33, so... it was tough to cut a decent reaction time out there, but with the guys giving a consistent motorcycle each round, I can focus on tuning on it. And I figured out that after first round I went the wrong way in the second round, and after second round I went the wrong way in the semis. So let's talk with Eddie, went back over the tune-up and said, hey, let's put this thing back to a position it hasn't been all single day, and bam, 86 in the final. And that's when I can put a big smile on my face, because my dad at home, he hates it when we run bad in the final round. Even if we win, if we run bad, he hates it. So it was nice to put low ET of the day on the board up there.
51st career victory. Questions from members of the media for Andrew Hines.
Ian Talker, Competition Plus. I was talking to Eddie actually earlier about the incredible parity of your two bikes in qualifying. I mean, within 2 or 3 thousandths, it seemed every round you went up there together. And then we were talking about Angel's bike, and she's not quite running as fast as you. Does having that third bike, though, help you guys still in your bikes as well?
I would say at this point right now it doesn't, because her setup is completely different from what's on my bike and Eddie's motorcycle. So right. She has so much weight stacked on that thing to get it to the minimum weight for the class that it reacts completely different. It takes a completely different clutch setup. It takes different fuel and timing down the track because it's loading differently. And then we're struggling with her, unfortunately, on getting her to go straight and figuring out what she needs to ride that motorcycle correctly. But Eddie and I, my bike, they correlate pretty well on fuel and timing and 60-foot. He's just lacking the new chassis, so we're working on that here at our shop. It's already done. We just got to bolt the body on it here in the next week and put a new wiring system on it, get the new Motec on there just like my bike, make a clone of it, and he's going to be a pain in my butt here real shortly. So hopefully we'll get that done here. In the next 8-9 days, maybe we can test it before Richmond and bring him out on that one.
Despite having 100 wins, the 60-foot's always been the Achilles heel of your bikes, and now that's not really a problem anymore. That's got to be pretty scary for everybody.
It is nice that we're closer to the front. Makes riding much easier. You don't have to worry about if it's going to shake the tire, jump off the ground, but we're running the clutch totally different than anything we've ever done in the past, and it's really working for us. It's probably suffering on reaction time a little because of that, but... we got the bike working really well. I mean, I could probably line up on the staging road over there, the return road over there, and it might even leave the starting line. So I don't think it's that good, but it's good enough to repeat and be at the top of, you know, within the top few numbers of the 60-foot sheet every single qualifying session and round of eliminations.
I was going to say, we'll get our cameras if you want to go try that.
Well, but that brings up a point. Do you think what people sometimes refer to as the no prep NHRA prep these days has played in y'all's favor when it comes to 60-foot?
No, I mean, we were typically really good in 60-foot years ago when the track was as tight as it possibly could be. I mean, I went 103 60-foot in Reading when it was, you know, as sticky as you could make it 6-7 years ago, and it was cool temps, and we were able just to get a hold of it. And now it's just more about power management, clutch management, and getting ratios right. And our motorcycles are working really well through that area. So it's been a refining process over the last year, and now we're really starting to see the big dividends pay off for the work we've put in to try and figure out what our motorcycles need, because they want something completely different than anybody else in the class.
Beyond what they need, do you have a preference over the way the track is prepped from back then to now? I mean, is it better now, or...?
It's really a toss-up at this
just
point.
Different.
I mean, for the motorcycles in general, as long as there's no bumps in the track, we don't spin down track, so the down track prep isn't bad. And with NHRA, keeping the starting line still pretty decent, it's not a big deal for us. So it's just a matter of managing the power and using what you can at the time.
And you said you've gotten up to 104, you know, during testing. Yeah. What is kind of the bar that you guys are looking for, given especially now with the extra 15 pounds? I know your bikes are already heavy. That's a lot of load to put on the clutch. How quick can you go?
104 is our target, but it's definitely tougher out here. I mean, you can see all the motorcycles out here that are typically in that would pop off at 103 or 104. They're not putting those numbers up this year for some reason. I don't know if it's the way maybe they changed the beam heights, the rollout, something like that. But it seems like the clocks are turning off quicker. Because all the motorcycles are not putting up the numbers that we would typically see. So I'm not looking for that number. Each weekend I'm looking for my number to be at the front of the pack, you know, or closer to the top of the pack in 60-foot. So it's all relative. You know, it's if you can't go 103 in a weekend, you don't try and make it do it, because you're not going to go 103. You're going to go 109. So you just got to take it as it comes, and whatever the track surface is up there, just throw what you can at it and hope it sticks. And in the final round, it stuck and went.
Andrew, let's drill down a little bit. This is your 51st career victory, but the 100 wins for Harley-Davidson. Everybody that's been around for a long time remembers when Harley came into Pro Stock Motorcycle. It was a huge deal, both as a marketing exercise and in a team. 100 wins. What preparation went into celebrating this milestone? I know Eddie wanted it. You wanted it. Angel wanted it. It was a big deal. Terry's here. Only one person could get it. You got it. 100 wins. Well, what did they say to you about this milestone? Now that you've achieved it, it's a big deal.
Well, I was confident in my motorcycle, and you know, Terry sent us a text message earlier in the weekend, Eddie, Angel, and myself, and he said, "Who's going to win it?" And then they both instantly responded and said, "It's going to be me, it's going to be me." And I waited about 5 minutes, and I said, "They're a little bit too eager." So I just kind of I keep telling, you know, especially Angel, it's like she wants to go out there and perform on this motorcycle and put up round wins and race wins, and it's like you just got to win one round at a time. And that's kind of been my motto here, like the last few years. Early on in my career, I was like that. I wanted to go out, make a statement, go out, win races, and, you know, put all this pressure on myself, and I would end up losing some way or another, and I threw away a lot of those. You know, we could have been at 100 a while ago if I would have had my head on straight years ago. But it's just a matter of, you know, taking it one round at a time, and that's what our whole team does. They don't focus on the big picture. They focus on looking at that picture when we get there. And the 100 wins for Harley is just monumental. I mean, they took a chance on Vance and Hines back in the early 2000s to put this Harley-Davidson program together for NHRA Pro Stock Motorcycle, and it was a very big struggle at first. And to break through in 2004 with the first win for Harley back in Gainesville for myself, and then have a GT Tonga as the runner-up at the time, that was fantastic. And, you know, there's been trials, tribulations, rules changes, outlaws, you know, different body work. I've ridden, I think, 8 or 9 different chassis over this amount of time, so it's been no shortage of effort over the years to try and get these 100 wins, and we've been picking away at it ever since, and it's really nice to get the 100th. I smiled when I crossed the finish line and said, yes, you know, it's like that darn banner we had printed up, I thought it was going to be the bane of our existence. But luckily we were able to knock out 99 and 100 back-to-back and not worry about it from here on out. I told Eddie, I said, man, I don't know if we're ever going to see 200, and he's like, you're not going to see it with me on the bike, so... We've both talked about retiring at some point, but you know, it's just a matter of timing, and right now we're riding this wave, and we'll see where it goes.
Andrew, thank you very much. Congratulations on your victory.
Thank you.